Have you ever wondered why, on social media platforms, a deeply researched article you spent 3 days writing reaches 200 people, while a 15-second bikini video right next to it pulls in 2 million views? A lot of people would say it's because the audience is shallow. But what I want to talk about in this piece isn't morality, it's structure. The algorithm's job is to maximize your time on the platform, and visual stimuli related to the body are almost always the most effective triggers for making you stop and look. So the algorithm doesn't prefer nudity as such. What it prefers is whatever makes you stop scrolling. Nudity just happens to be the most efficient option. And that's exactly where the problem lies. Under this system, displaying your body is no longer a personal choice for many creators. It becomes a survival strategy. If you don't, the algorithm won't amplify you. If you're not seen, there's no income. The system never explicitly tells you to take your clothes off, but it communicates through reach metrics and earnings, show more, and the numbers look better. So your body becomes a data node, feeding the algorithm. What you actually want to express matters less and less. What the algorithm wants increasingly drives everything. Which brings me to the question I really want to ask. Can the language of bodily exposure still be something we write on our own terms? Your body belongs to you. But in this era, that's something you have to fight deliberately to keep true.